We can imagine Jesus walking into a beautiful room. The food smells delicious, and it might be nice to finally have a real meal after all that time walking around healing folks. And he notices the Pharisees are there doing something strange, jockeying around, trying to figure out who gets to sit where. Jesus looks at them knowingly, smiling, decides to say something. You know, it doesn't feel good if you sit at the top of the table only to be asked later to move down. You could sit at the very edge and imagine how nice it would feel if somebody invited you to come forward. And while we're on the subject, wouldn't it be something if we invited people who were truly hungry, the kind of people who couldn't pay us back, to come to the party, so that way we wouldn't have to get into the whole back and forth of who owes who what when and who can return the favor how. Instead, Jesus asks, let yourself be little. That's where the blessing is. Jesus almost sounds like a first century Emily Post. He's not giving tips just on etiquette. But he's not just giving etiquette tips. In his time, the meals were serious business. Banquets were formal events, and invitations were sent in two parts. First, to kind of save the date, like we're familiar with today. And then a second invitation on the day of the banquet, where people would say, the food is ready, come on, let's go, it's time. And when you arrived, you didn't get to float through some nice cocktail hour. You were placed, and literally placed, at the table. And when you were seated, the whole room could see just how much you mattered. Back then, if you wanted to be seen as important, not only would you sit next to the host, but you would throw your own dinner parties for people who could then return the favor and keep you in the loop of obligation. But Jesus is saying, let's try something different. Let's not exalt ourselves, let's humble ourselves. So, let's try something different. Let's do a little thought exercise, the kind a good therapist, maybe Jesus, might lead you through. Think of a time when you were at a party. Picture it in your head. Close your eyes if you need to. Sights, the smells of a party where you felt truly welcomed. What made it feel safe and good? The food? The people? Think of a time when you felt a different party where you felt like you didn't belong. Maybe you were overlooked. Maybe you were frozen or irritated by the people around you. Now, put those two parties at the same table. The room where you belonged and the room where you didn't. And the feeling of all of those people sitting together side by side at the table is where Jesus meets us. Jesus is asking us to shift our perspective just a little bit, asking us to not exalt ourselves, but to humble ourselves, allow ourselves to shift perspectives. Being little is not about being invisible. It's not about seeing more than just your own seat. It's about stepping back far enough to notice the entire room, the people who are missing in the room, the ones who feel unwelcome, and the ones who might be trying so hard to belong that they've forgotten who they really are. The practice Jesus gives us of being little, sitting at the lower seat, making room for others, it's not about disappearing, it's about reorienting. Because humility isn't weakness, it's a kind of strength to say, I don't have to be the center for my life to matter. And that's hard to practice, especially right now, when everything feels loud and tense in the world, when people are being silenced, and when truth and compassion are on the line. It's a strange thing to ask people to be small, be little, be humble. But again, being little doesn't mean being quiet, it means making space. If you're someone who tends to stay quiet already, being little means daring to speak up, even when it's uncomfortable, even when your voice shakes, because something bigger than yourself is at stake. And if you're someone who speaks often, being little might mean taking a step back, letting someone else have a turn, and trusting that what they have to say, or even the silence, might matter just as much as your words. Jesus asking us to humble ourselves, to take the practice of shifting our perspective, is asking us to believe that our view maybe is not the clearest one. Jesus' whole life is about rearranging the rooms that we're in, turning hierarchies inside out, and reframing the whole setup. And his life is a constant invitation for us to do the same today. Change starts when we're humble and when we can really listen. When we listen to others, we offer dignity. And when someone feels seen, truly seen, they can open up and spread that feeling to someone else. Person to person, table to table, until you look around and realize that you're in a different kind of world where people are compassionate and kind. Sometimes it just takes one person doing one small thing to change the world. St. Therese of Lisieux called this her little way. She said, "Miss no single opportunity of making some small sacrifice, here by smiling look, there by a kindly word, always doing the smallest right and doing it all for love." The humility, instead of exalting yourself, that is the Jesus way, the practice of perspective shifting. So this week, let yourself be little, not in shame and not in hiding, but in a quiet confidence of a God who shows us that strength isn't about winning, it's about making room. That the lowest seat might be the one closest to grace, and that a simple invitation to come closer can open up a whole new world for all of us. And in just a moment, when we gather at this table, there won't be a highest seat or a lowest seat. There will just be bread and wine and welcome the way Jesus intended it. Come forward, let yourself be little. That's where grace begins, and that's where perspectives begin to shift. Amen.